Pre-season is over and done with. How prepared are you guys, do you feel, for round one?
I think the weekend show, we've got a bit of work to do still, but in terms of the overall pre-season, I think we feel like we've worked really hard, and it's a lot of parts of our game that we've improved on, and that we're looking forward to being able to show once round one hits.
What areas do you need to improve on?
I think the weekend showed that there were times where we didn't handle the pressure well enough, and there were parts of our ball movement that we probably weren't as brave as we wanted to be over the course of the game.
Was there any hanging back because it was a NAB challenge? Like, would you have not hung back?
I don't think there's any intent to go in and hang back. Obviously, round one brings about a bit more nervous energy, and that comes out, but there's definitely no intent to hang back.
Was it a bit of a wake-up? Could it happen subconsciously, though, sorry? Like, you don't intend to kind of keep anything back, but...
Oh, look, I probably can, but we've got a certain standard that we want to perform at every time we step out in the field, and we weren't able to do that, so you've got a bit of work to do.
It's always a bit of a wake-up call if you're not totally switched on that you might not get the result.
Yeah, in parts. You know, I think we showed that we've got to get better at handling the pressure in patches, and that's something we'll work on in the next couple of weeks hard on so that we're ready to go when we hit Freo.
So does that emphasis become upping the pressure at training?
Yeah, upping the pressure at training every chance we get in the specific drills, so... we'll do that the best we can. We've probably got three or four more runs before we run out round one.
I guess Freo are renowned for their manic pressure, especially in Perth, so that'll be a challenge,
will be. It's a good way to start the season against a side that he's got great defensive pressure and that we've got a lot of respect for, so it's a good way to start the season.
When you say you didn't handle the pressure, is that getting your hands on the ball or fumbling when you got it, or just
a bit of both? Once we actually had the ball in our hands, then getting rid of it cleanly, working out the best times when to quick kick it and then when to try and move the ball out with handball. So getting that balance right is pretty important.
Were you surprised at how good Adelaide looked and the pressure that they put on under their new coach?
Oh, I thought they came out ready to play, and we weren't at that level, so it's something we'll work on.
What was Ken's feedback? Was he disappointed or happy?
Yeah, Ken's disappointed. As I said, there's a certain standard that we want to perform at every time we run out, no matter what game we're playing. So Ken was disappointed in that. And he talked about what we've got to do over the next couple of weeks to prepare ourselves.
Is his disappointment as strong in a pre-season game as it is halfway through the season?
Obviously, there's nothing riding on it. There's no points riding on it. But, Kenny's a pretty emotional man, so... he was a bit disappointed.
The fact that it was Adelaide, does that hurt a bit more?
I don't think so. I think if it was a showdown, it would probably be a bit more.
The three, with Trengove, Hartlett and Wingard, are you expecting all three of them to be right for round one?
Yeah, well, that's what they're telling us, that they'll be up for selection. So I think Hamish, if it had been this weekend, I think he would have been right to go straight away. And I think the other boys are... time it as best they can to be ready.
So how well prepared for round one are you? Because those guys haven't had a lot of free recently. Hamish only missed one or two.
Yeah.
And then questions over Ryder and Monfries. Does it make it a bit difficult?
They're things you can't really control. Yeah. So, I mean, Jacko's showed that he can come out of nowhere and perform his role. And Chaddy's obviously extreme talent, so he'll take a good defender no matter what he does. So, the rest of it you can't control, but they'll do the best they can to prepare themselves.
Homsh, how was he?
Homshy? Yeah, I think he was fine. Was he?
And
he was fine today, so, yeah.
No doubt for...
No, I think he'll be fine, yeah.
And Maddie White the same?
Yeah, White, he was fine today, so I think he'll be fine to train. This afternoon we'll have a run around, and tomorrow it'll be a bigger session.
You've got a tough draw first 4 or 5 weeks, no games, yeah. But it's very tough on paper. Does that, the game and the pressure on the weekend, actually help you to some degree prepare?
Yeah, I think the draw shows that we've got to be able to handle that pressure for the first 4 or 5 weeks, definitely. So it's the perfect time to do it right at the start and set yourself up for the season. So we're doing our best to prepare for that.
Obviously a lot of talk about whenever Paddy's ready to play, how that's going to help and impact your game. Are you... it seems from the outside you like really thrive on being the number one guy and doing all the work. Are you kind of set for how that's going to
Yeah. I mean, obviously it'll be, look a lot different, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity of playing a bit of a different role and, you know, it having probably a better impact on the side and another look and in terms of us being a bit more damaging across the whole game rather than just in the ruck.
Is it? Will you lead the first ruck, like, take the first bounce in every game? Or is that
I've got no idea how it's going to look. It's probably going to be a week-to-week thing, depending on matchups and depending on how we're going. So at the moment, I'm pretty open to see how it works and whatever really is going to be the best for us winning games.
So you're confident?
We haven't actually talked about those specifics at all. Okay. Yeah.
You're confident you can have an impact when you're kind of resting up forward?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been working hard on and, you know, I've got to prove that in games. So something I'm looking forward to having a crack at.
How much work have you done? More work have you done inside 50 this year than perhaps previously?
It's something I always work hard on, but I think having Paddy up and going and also Redo for the last couple of weeks has meant in drills, in training, I've been able to go forward more and spend a bit more time there, which is what's going to help the most me develop that area.
You might not be able to answer this properly, but do you have any idea of how that ruck, when you and Paddy are both in full flight, whether it's 50-50 or whether you do 70-30, well, how's that going to unfold?
No, exactly what I said before. We haven't talked about those specifics. It'll be something that probably evolves and is adapted on who we're playing and how we're going and match up. So we'll really see how that goes as the year pans out, I think.
Yeah. Do you feel that, obviously, you feel that you're better prepared personally to make an impact forward with this training you've done than maybe other years?
Yeah, I have, but it's something I haven't proven yet, so it's something that I'm going to have to go out and prove and do it on match day rather than just do it at training.
The internal trial you had here, you took three or four good grabs up there and had shots and didn't nail them all.
Yeah.
How's your goal kicking been at training? Are you confident?
I'm confident with it. I mean, we all worked hard on our goal kicking with Tyson Edwards, and it was probably another part on the weekend that we, as a whole team, we didn't nail as well as we would have liked, but we'll keep working on it. And, you know, it's another area that we've got to improve on.
So when you play as a forward, is that your role to, as a decoy to other blokes, or become a key goal kicker? What's the plan?
Well, I think what we aim to do in our forward line is have a pretty versatile forward line. And the weekend showed that, you know, Schultze and Westy taking some decent defenders meant that Butch could take some big grabs and kick some goals. So however that works in the forward line, being versatile and working as a team.
The other one on the comeback trail is Jared Redden.
Back
into it, how's all that going to fit?
Yeah, well, Big Redo, even the last couple of weeks at training, he's been pretty solid, so it's going to mean it's pretty hot for spots and it's going to ramp up training a bit, I think, with three ruckmen up and going. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. And it's been great to see him the last couple of weeks run around and, you know, get a bit fitter and get through some games.
Because he was perhaps above you in the pecking order when he got injured and you've just come on in leaps and bounds. So you'd be keen to
grab
that back? Obviously.
Yeah, we've always had some good competition, me and Redo, at training. And, you know, if he can keep staying fit and keep out there on the park, it'll just keep ramping up.
Is he ready to play AFL? Yeah. Or does he need a few weeks?
I think he'll be the first to tell you he needs a bit of work on his fitness, but in terms of the actual ruck work specifics, I think, you know, he's a natural ruckman and he steps straight back really easily into that contested side of it.
So you've gone from one to three ruckman.
Yeah, which is a good thing. It means we're going to be training better probably and a bit more pressure in our spots.